If it disturbs you, should it be illegal? 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're welcome to comment on that or bring up anything that you would like. 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio this evening, it's Ian.
Allie.
And me.
And that's exactly what we've been talking about here, and we're going to go to your calls here in a moment, or actually your Skype, because we've got somebody on the Skype line. But a story about Ira Isaacs, who is a self-described shock artist, who apparently was selling, according to Reason.com, and Allie was telling us the details last hour, but to bring you up to speed, was selling some really despicable pornography.
Like, he also appeared in some of it, but we don't have to get into that.
So he's into it. Obviously, he's got to be into it to sell the stuff, I would think.
Yeah, I don't think, I mean, me personally, I'm not into poop. So I wouldn't go into the poop industry. Yeah.
So scat, as it is called in the business, I guess. And I don't know how much of an industry there is surrounding it. I think most of this stuff is just people make it and they put it out there. I don't know how much money there is in it, but honestly, I haven't researched it very much. I don't know. This guy apparently was making money on it, though, and somebody decided he needs to go to prison. So they prosecuted him 3 times. On the 3rd time, it was the charm. They finally found a jury that was willing to convict him, and that means they showed 3 different juries all of this man's films, which is just disgusting. And he's, you know, we are talking about scat. We're also talking about bestiality as well. So, like, you know, 2 of the worst of the worst as far as pornography is concerned. How many of these pornographers do you want to put in prison? If you're somebody out there who thinks Ira Isaacs should be in prison, and it's a 4-year prison sentence, by the way, if you're someone who agrees with the prosecutors in this case, how many more people do you think should be put away? I just want to hear from someone who thinks this is a good idea, someone who thinks that it's a fine idea to just lock people in a cell because they've done something with their money and their time and their abilities that you wouldn't do with yours. That's really all we're talking about here.
Right.
855-450-FREE. We're also going to take your Skype contacts or calls. I guess you call them calls on Skype. Sorry, I'm kind of a new.
Yes, they are calls on Skype.
So you can Skype us. Do you say now? Yep. Skyping in is where you use a phone number or something, right?
I don't know.
Okay, so you can Skype us at lrn.fm. At least as long as someone's not on the line, but somebody is right now. So we're going to go to him. His name is Jarrett, and Jarrett, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Nimmy.
Hey, everybody. You guys are great. I love listening to you. I wish we had you on 6 nights a week on KMED 1440 in Medford, Oregon.
Oh, is that where you're calling from?
Yeah, and I just wanted to chime in and say, you know, public school taught me very little, but one of the things that they did mention in the course of that 12 years was something called double jeopardy, and yes. I wonder what happened to that, because it seems he was prosecuted 3 times, so that would be, what, triple jeopardy?
That doesn't apply with a hung jury. Unfortunately, if he had been found guilty or innocent or not guilty, double jeopardy would apply.
Right.
But unfortunately, because he's had a hung jury, that gives the prosecution another whack at it.
What's the difference between innocent and not guilty?
I'm not sure.
It's
I think it depends on the state and the jurisdiction. I think there is a difference.
I don't know if you can plead innocent anywhere. I've never heard of it before.
Well, this guy's definitely not innocent. But he's not guilty.
Right. That's a good point.
That's right.
So, Jared, other thoughts?
Oh, yeah. Let's see. What was it exactly? There's something about... Oh, I forgot what it was. I'm sorry, you guys.
That's why notes. Very helpful when you're calling talk radio. And by the way, thanks for being so patient there. By the way, Jarrett was on hold for like 25 minutes. We're still new on this whole Skype thing, and I really don't know how good we're going to get at this, because it takes a lot more effort to put a Skype call on the air than it does a phone call. Oh, hey. I know what I wanted to say to you, Jarrett. KMED in Medford, Oregon is a great station. They've had us on for a long time on Saturdays. And the best way to get us on more days on your local talk radio station, if they carry us some, is to call the program director and tell them real nicely that you'd like to hear more Free Talk Live. And that, you appreciate
it. I remembered it, and I'll do that.
Okay.
His name is Bill Meyer.
That's right.
He has a show, too. So I wanted to say... interesting. It keeps on. Oh, yeah. Who did this? See, this is the problem with the passive voice. A guy was prosecuted three times. Who brought the charges originally against him? That's what we need to start doing in the Patriot movement, I think, is to, instead of using this passive voice, like a man was brought to trial, we need to say the name of the person who brought him to trial.
That's a good question. It's not answered in this piece from Jacob Sullum at Reason.com. It's just the Department of Justice. So
yeah.
Whichever.
It says the FBI described his crimes, but the FBI, you know, might just be commenting on it. Does that mean the FBI?
They may have done the investigation. As I understand it, the FBI is the division of the government that has the task of enforcing obscenity.
Imagine working for the FBI and being, you know, given the porn patrol.
Yep.
And you're just going on there and looking at this, as you say, fringe porn and deciding what is obscene and what's breaking the law.
It's pretty sick. Jared, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, again, would love to hear from somebody that just thinks this is great news. Let's put more of these pornographers in jail. Let's spend another $60,000 or $70,000 of taxpayer money every single year to lock up somebody in jail because he wanted to make some movies with some of his friends or, you know, coworkers or whatever, people who consented to be involved in this. And then tell me, please, try to tell me that this isn't going to expand from here. I know that the pornographers in the industry are probably trying to tell themselves that right now because, you know, any pornographer who didn't stand up for this guy should be ashamed of themselves and probably is going to deserve what comes to get them. Because if you don't stand up for the people on the fringes when they're attacked for their freedom of speech, it's only a matter of time before they come for you.
Well, and from what I've seen, the porn industry is actually the one industry that is good about protecting or stepping up for the folks on the fringe. You know, I really think so.
Did they step up for this guy?
He did the jail time, but I don't know.
Wait, he's going to prison, right? This is a fresh story, right? This isn't old.
It's from two days ago.
So he's going to jail.
Yeah, he's going to prison. There's a difference between jail and prison. Typically, jails, you only spend no more than a year. Prison, longer than a year.
Thank you for correcting
me. You know how they, like, depending on what you go into prison for, can sort of determine how you're treated? I wonder if this guy's going to get better treatment or worse treatment?
Because he involved himself in sex with animals? That's a good question.
Well, I don't know if he involved himself in sex with animals, but...
You said he was in some of the videos, right?
Well, they did say something about how he was in a video. He could have been behind the camera, but he was prompting women to do things with, you know...
Nasty things.
Yeah.
Let's go to George. He's in Atlanta listening to 1380. What station is... Are you listening on the radio to Free Talk Live in Atlanta, George? George in Atlanta.
Yes. Rob, how are you doing?
Oh, you think you're calling the Rob Redding news report. Sorry, unfortunately, the show you've called is not Rob Redding's news report, but we're happy to talk to you about whatever it is that you'd like to discuss. What was on your mind? This is Free Talk Live.
I heard in reference on the Rob Redding news report, in reference to Holly Martin, she used the N-word in a very...
To who?
Holly Martin.
Holly, I don't know who that is. But
Holly Mars on Channel 5 News.
Okay, is this an Atlanta story, like a local reporter in Atlanta?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Got it.
And she used the N-word.
Is Holly black or white? Or?
She's white.
She's white, okay. And so this is controversial?
And this is in reference to the inauguration of President Obama in the second
edition. She called Obama the N-word?
No, she used the N-word in reference to the inauguration of President Obama.
Oh, like there's going to be lots of N-words there?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. Tell me what you think.
I called in regards to that 202 number in Washington, D.C. I spoke with someone there, and I was telling them about it, and they covered it up by cutting me out. And said that the word she had apologized, but I thought that wasn't sufficient. And then I told her that she should be fired.
You told her what?
I told the reporter that she should be fired.
She should be fired? You know, it's a legitimate position. And, George, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It's certainly an offensive and upsetting word. And you know, trying to get somebody fired is the right way to go about, you know, taking offense at something. having a boycott, complaining to the management.
Don't have her arrested.
Yeah, but don't put somebody in a prison cell over it. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle. Amarin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. We don't advocate going out and looking at some of this. Well, I guess you can't really go out and look at it, but we don't advocate looking at this disturbing pornography that a man was just put in prison for 4 years for distributing and producing. But I do advocate for your freedom to do that if you would like. you should be free to do with yourself as you please, so long as you don't harm anyone else. And one could argue that engaging in bestiality is harming the animal, and that would be a I think that would be a separate issue entirely. But having a photograph of that or having a video of that shouldn't necessarily be illegal. Should having video, let's just say it's a crime to have sex with an animal, in a lot of places it is, or to do something that is inappropriate to an animal like that. In a lot of places that's illegal. But should it be illegal to have evidence of someone else committing a crime in your possession? I say no.
I don't think so either. And I was having this conversation about child pornography. Same idea. Should it be a crime to possess child porn if you're not producing child porn? And I think what the
that's a tough position to take.
The idea is that by going after demand, you I think that's their rationale, is by going after the people, the consumers, quote unquote, yep, consumers of porn, if they take care of or get rid of the actual consumers or the demand, that the supply will go away.
So it's not
about
drugs.
It's not about justice, it's about strategy,
right,
in that scenario.
Exactly. That's my theory, anyway. Yeah. I certainly don't know.
I've heard that claim before. So whether you want to talk about obscenity or so-called obscenity or something else that might happen to be on your mind, we've also talked about gun control and various other things here. 855-453 is the number. Also on Skype now at lrn.fm. You can find us there and connect to us. The Skype line is open as well. 855-453. And I mentioned, I'll tell you about a way to get bitcoins. Maybe you've taken the time and you've gone to bitcoin.freetalklive.com and you visited some of the sites that are linked there that will help you learn more about bitcoins. And you're ready to make the buy, you're ready to make a purchase, go to BitInstant.com. They are the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. And BitInstant makes it possible for you to deposit money at something like a million locations worldwide, 10 countries. It's as simple as going down to CVS or Walmart and using a MoneyGram phone. BitInstant.com makes it easy. Plus, you can even use Dwolla. You don't even have to leave your house in that case. So BitInstant.com, gets your bitcoins tonight. 855-453, again, is the SACL CAI toll-free line. The story was coming from Reason.com, and I think it's really important to focus on this, not because I care about someone's sexual preferences. None of my business. I really don't care what you're into. But some people do. Some people care a lot. And they're willing to put you in a prison cell over it. And people really should pay attention to this, especially people in the porn industry. They should pay attention to this, and they should really consider whether they think they can avoid this sort of prosecution in the future.
Maybe the porn industry should be the first people to perk their ears up on the story, but I think that really everyone who has any interest in the arts, because I know that there are people rolling their eyes at me calling it art,
yep,
and I think, you know, what's art, I guess, is pretty much subjective. But the idea of art, the idea of producing something to be viewed and appreciated by others, whatever it is, a painting, a video, anything.
Does it have to be appreciated to be art? Could it be offensive and also be art? Could it offend right. everyone? Could a piece of art offend everyone?
Well, maybe
who
that's
looks
the
at
point.
It
you know,
still be art.
Maybe if you're an artist, then draw, you know. Yeah, Scott Kincaid drew lots of pretty pictures or whatever, but if you really want to grab people, then you need to sometimes shock them, if that's the effect you want. So producing shocking content is sort of the name of the game for a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
and it's not just, you know, it's inconvenient to have laws around how you're allowed to be shocking, and it's also against the whole idea of art. You know, it's anti-art.
I agree. Your thoughts are welcome. 855-453, especially if you're somebody who is one of these people that's anti-art. If you are one of these people that thinks that your art's fine, well, let's have some religious artwork. But all that other stuff, the, you know, sexy stuff or the gross stuff or the outrageous stuff.
I don't like the color aqua.
Mm.
Can we outlaw that?
You know, it seems ridiculous what you just said, but it's really ridiculous.
It's not that much different.
Right, it's a difference in degrees. Someone's upset by something they don't like, mm-hmm. and their answer is, let's put someone in a cage. And if that's your answer to things that you don't like, well, then just wait and see what happens to you. Because eventually, if these people get their way and they are able to successfully continue prosecuting pornographers and people for doing things they don't like them to do, then they shouldn't be surprised if someday the tables turn and some other group who doesn't like their religion or doesn't like the way they worship or doesn't like something about their culture decides to take control of the reins of the state or is able to at that point. You know, they've managed to do whatever political moves are necessary to seize power. Then don't be surprised if all of a sudden the guns of government are turned back around against you, because as Dr. Mary Ruart says in her excellent book, Healing Our World, he who attempts to control others should not be surprised when they find themselves controlled.
You know what I find obscene? War.
Me too. But
me
I'm not
three.
Willing to I'm not willing to lock up the troops for participating in it.
Well, I don't think the people in charge of making all that happen, you know, for all this time, maybe shouldn't be the ones in charge of telling me what I'm allowed to watch.
Right. So killing babies in Afghanistan, that's okay. But somebody engaging in totally consensual activities on video, that's prison sentence
right
there.
Yeah.
That really is a great way to put in perspective how truly warped this whole conversation, this whole situation is. And this guy isn't the first. I will remind you, this happened in the Bush administration with at least a couple of different pornographers. Everybody thought it was all over once George Bush, you know, isn't back in office. Now it's Barack Obama. Everything's going to be fine. The porn industry's no longer under attack. Whoops, you were wrong. They're still going out there, and they're still prosecuting people for obscenity. And I think it's absolutely outrageous. So you're welcome to comment on that or bring up anything that you want. Now then, speaking of prosecutions and courtrooms, Nemi, you've actually got, for a bit of a lighter topic, you've got a story about a lawyer,
yes,
a divorce attorney, who had sex with a client and then proceeded to issue a bill
her for
the services.
It. That's right. Minnesota's Supreme Court last week barred attorney Thomas P. Lowe from practicing law for at least the next 15 months after it was revealed that he was billing a client for sex. Lowe, who ran a private practice in Burnsville, Minnesota, was approached in 2011 by an acquaintance who asked him to represent her in a divorce. Hmm. Their attorney-client relationship soon evolved into a sexual one, but as the Office of Lawyers' Professional Responsibility heard last summer, Lowe maintained his professionalism throughout the affair, going so far as to bill the woman for the time they spent having sex. In March of last year,
Lowe... Sounds valuable.
You know, like $100 an hour.
Is that prostitution?
I would think so.
I don't think so, because if the deal is that you're just there consulting as an attorney and you just so happen to have sex, then that's not paying for sex.
Okay, what if it's your shrink or your doctor or your chiropractor?
What if it is? I don't get what
it doesn't saying. Make a difference to you?
Well, let's come back with more here in a moment. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Prostitution's only when you're buying sexual services explicitly, as I understand it. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. attention by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, you can connect via Skype. We've actually had a couple Skype calls tonight. People have been asking for a long time, hey, why don't you guys have Skype?
I think it's really cool. It sounds really very clear.
Generally, it does sound pretty good.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a pain to get the calls on, but so far I think it's been worth it. We've had some good input
through
Skype tonight. So we've been experimenting with that. You can find us on Skype at lrn.fm. That's the Skype handle, lrn.fm. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here, and we've been talking about pornography and then changing into a story about a lawyer, an attorney, a divorce attorney, who apparently was having sex with one of his clients.
That's right. Apparently they had been
on the clock.
Yes. They had been friends for some time. He had known the woman for many years, mm-hmm. according to the St. Paul Pioneer Press.
And it said she was an acquaintance earlier in the article.
Yes, she's an acquaintance.
She's generally not a friend.
So I misspoke. Okay. And thank you for correcting me. That's the second time tonight I get to thank you for correcting me. So I would not say they were friends. They were acquaintances. They had known each other for years.
Okay.
Again, they had told the local paper. And when she approached him to represent her in a divorce, their relationship soon evolved into a sexual one.
Hmm.
In the investigation, it came out that this attorney apparently maintained his professionalism through the affair, and he billed the woman for sex, the time that they were together having sex. So in March of last year, Lowe, who happens to be married, this attorney is also married, terminated both the legal and extra-legal relationships with the woman that he was representing within the span of 2 days. And the woman, who was already vulnerable due to past abuse, attempted to commit suicide and was hospitalized.
Dear. Oh, no.
And it was while she was hospitalized that the truth about the affair came out. And while the attorney denied the allegations for several months. He eventually came clean. And since he was previously on probation for purchasing cocaine from a client, he can reapply for his law license in 15 months.
Huh. Your thoughts?
My thoughts? I wouldn't pay this guy to represent me. Are you kidding me?
Was there a picture of him there?
Yeah, he's not a handsome fellow either. I mean, not my type.
So the sex not worth anything to you, but certainly not $250 an hour.
I certainly wouldn't give money for
sex. Male prostitute?
We have covered on the show. I do not need to pay for it. Right?
Well, you're because you're female.
Mark's over there. Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
When you mean it free.
Women don't need to pay for it.
Well, so she was paying these bills, right? Like she was
apparently
presumably...
so, yeah. But I mean... And the thing that strikes me is, so the affair ended,
mm-hmm.
and she was so vulnerable that she needed to be hospitalized. I'm sorry, but if you're having sex with someone and you're paying them money, that kind of delineates the relationship, doesn't it?
Right.
Who knows what was going through her head
you know,
at the time.
Well, that's fair enough.
I mean, she went crazy afterwards. She might not have been too sane prior to that.
Yes, they said she had been vulnerable due to past abuse, whatever that means.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't. This is a skeezy guy, first of all.
Right.
Just skeezy.
Well, I'm just curious if she knew when the affair was happening, when the sexual stuff started happening, if she was going to be billed for this.
Let's see here.
And I'm surprised the lawyer would be like, "Oh no, I billed her for it. It was professional because that's prostitution." And unless
no,
that's legal.
No, not if you... And it's not prostitution, because they didn't charge him with prostitution.
No. No, he lost his... He was disbarred for 15 months.
It's only prostitution if you make a deal for sex. So that's why, you know, frequently... At least, and look, maybe I'm wrong. Please, if you're a law enforcement officer and you know more about this, please let us know at 855-453. But that's why they have to come to an agreement. Like if you're driving on the streets and a prostitute or someone you consider to be a prostitute gets in your car with you and you don't come to an agreement like, oh, well, I'll give you X amount of dollars for whatever this sexual service is that I'm looking for. If that never happens, then it's not prostitution. There has to be an actual explicit, you know, intention to transact money.
So you could wink your way into a encounter in which someone's paying for sex. But it's not legally considered prostitution unless it's explicit.
You could wink your way into it?
I mean, like, where you're using euphemisms and winking to tell the person that, yes.
That's a good question. I don't know. Like, it would be interesting to see a euphemism case of prostitution. I mean, normally, if you ever watch some of these sting operations on these poor Johns, you know, they'll have the cop out dressed as the prostitute, and then Johns will pick her up and... She'll make a deal with them. These guys are usually so darn hard up for some action. They're not in the mood to wink, wink, nudge, nudge, and be all subtle about it.
Right. They don't know what to say.
Oh, they know what they well. They know
they
what they want.
They know
say.
What they want. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They know what they want.
They're not going to waste any time coming up with euphemisms for it.
And they're convinced that she's real, and then turns out she was a cop. Of course, sting operations.
If there is something like that, is some way to get around it, then they're going to figure it out. I mean, it's the same way when you go into a smoke shop, you don't say, "Where are the bongs?" You just don't say that because you're going to get kicked out.
Well, there are tactics, right? I mean, I'm sure if there are any prostitutes listening, 855-453, what are some of the tactics that you will use to determine whether or not somebody is legitimate both ways? Because you could have an undercover John, you could have an undercover prostitute, so the stings work both ways. You know, the classic one that doesn't necessarily work is to show them your penis. If you're or like she'll ask you to show your penis. Mark's in the background?
I'm sorry. Mark Edge is sitting here in the studio, and when you just said that,
he looks amused.
The look on the film on his face was hilarious.
I don't know why.
It's a classic move.
Maybe he's got experience looking for.
I don't know. Maybe he's taking notes. I don't know.
At least that's what I understand.
That's what you do. I don't know.
It's like a classic one, but I don't think it works. At least from what I've from
How
what
does
I
it
understand.
Work?
You show him your penis, Allie.
Well, the idea is that the prostitute will ask a legitimate prostitute will ask a John to do this because the idea is a cop wouldn't be willing to do that.
Oh,
sure they would.
I understand now.
What were you thinking?
I don't know. What are you talking about?
Pickup lines. That's what we're talking about.
You're just going to take it out and wave it around, and what's going to happen here?
No, it's in the negotiation process. We're part of the negotiation process is attempting to determine whether or not the person you're dealing with is a law enforcement officer.
Right. I understand now. Thank you for clarifying.
So I don't even know where I was going with that, but
I do have a somewhat, I don't think it's an exact answer to Allie's question about the story we're talking about.
Whether or not the woman knew she was being charged for the sex.
The attorney agreed to represent her after she approached him to represent her in the divorce. And during a phone call a few days later, Lowe, the attorney, asked about her sexual relationship with her husband, commented on her appearance, "Hey, baby, you're hot." And
is that the actual quote?
No. And asked if she was interested in sex with him.
And so she said, "Hey, would you like to represent me?"
Right, quote unquote, air quotes, right?
Right.
"Would you like to represent me, baby?" So the following month, they began the affair that lasted until March. And at various points, Lowe billed the woman for the legal services on the dates of their sexual encounters, coding the time as meetings or drafting memos. So whether she knew it, I would say, yes, she knew it. Because if she looks at her pocket planner or whatever and says, okay, November 14th, here we are, I have, oh, look, I'm going to dinner with this dude. And then she looks at her corresponding legal bill. Oh, look, 3 hours billed. I don't know. How else do you not know that you're paying for sex?
I don't know. I could see how it could be alluring to go into something like that when you just got through a divorce, you know, these things are messy. It's better just to pay for the services and no strings attached. But then she got depressed about it afterwards.
You got to hand it to this guy. I mean, to be able to pull off as a male getting paid to have sex with a woman, right? Because as you pointed out, you're a woman. It's not hard to get sex if you really want sex. So, this lady.
One more paragraph here. I got a little more information. After several arguments with the woman about the affair and his own marriage, Lowe said he was breaking things off. So he broke up with her.
Yeah.
They've been arguing about his marriage. I bet she wanted him to leave his wife for her.
Sorry,
the answer's no. So I think I'm going to go check myself into the psych ward.
I only loved you for your checkbook. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, a proposed ban on energy drinks. It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed. But if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free. All for only $249. Visit AfterburnerStoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. AfterburnerStoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You may take control even in these remaining moments. Enough time for your call now at 855-450-FREE. That's toll-free, and the toll-free number brought to you by SACL CAI. Once again, 855-450-FREE. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam, and actually we've got two webcams now, and they're switching back and forth, and they're still free. Still the same, great, zero cost to you. Just go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch that. The secondary cam is pointed at Allie.
That's right.
At the moment. And once again, cam.freetalklive.com. Now, if you like the fact that you know, we're constantly trying to bring you a better product here on Free Talk Live and doing it seven nights a week, and you want to help us out, you know, the website is free, but it doesn't cost, you know, it is expensive for us to operate the website. So it would help if you could send something our way. There is the Free Talk Live AMP program that allows you to easily send $5 a month to Free Talk Live with any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And it's great for us because it helps us advertise the show, get on more radio stations, do other things to help bring more new listeners. We're actually doing some Facebook advertising now with some of the AMP dollars. So we're getting more likes on Facebook as a result of that, new listeners through Facebook. This is all possible because of listeners like you becoming Free Talk Live amplifiers. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up, and get perks like access to the Amp Only call-in lines, the Amp Only podcast, Amp Only forum. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. So we can talk about the ban on, or the proposed ban on, high caffeinated energy drinks here in a moment, but I did mention earlier that there is the New York City court that has ruled on the stop-and-frisk policy. And according to RT.com, it has ruled an important part of the stop-and-frisk program unconstitutional. Now, this article isn't exactly clear on how much of stop-and-frisk has been ruled unconstitutional, but it's one portion of the program. We'll tell you more about that here. It's a victory for civil rights advocates. A New York City judge has deemed an important part of that controversial stop-and-frisk program unconstitutional. It has long been criticized as an illegal abuse of law enforcement. Manhattan federal court judge Shira Scheinlin ordered New York police to end their policy, part of the city's Clean Halls program, of stopping people outside residential apartment blocks and subjecting them to random search. Clean Halls only exists in New York's generally impoverished Bronx section, which contains some of the most dangerous neighborhoods in town. Shenlin's ruling reads as follows, quote, "While it may be difficult to say when precisely to draw the line between constitutional and unconstitutional police encounters, such a line exists, and the New York Police Department has systematically crossed it when making trespass stops outside of buildings." Now, of course, that's a pretty strong statement for a judge to make. You've systematically crossed this line.
Right.
You are out of line. This is out of order. This is inappropriate. But, of course, there's no consequence to them.
Not yet.
The only consequence is that, oh, you've got to stop that now. You've been abusing people's rights to be around their home. Basically, what she's saying is she's not, as I understand, my interpretation of this is she's saying that this portion of the program that allows them to stop people outside of their homes is unconstitutional.
That's how I'm reading this.
But not that the full stop and frisk program is.
Right.
So if you're all the way to the grocery store, then they can do a stop and frisk there. But if you're just kind of hanging around outside of your house, then that's unconstitutional. The New York Civil Liberties Union, NYCLU, argued the case that clean halls, despite being billed as a preemptive crime-fighting method, generally leads to Bronx residents being harassed and sometimes even detained near their place of residence for no reason. The NYCLU's case centered on Janine Ligon, a Bronx teen stopped and searched by four police officers, two of them undercover, as he left his building to buy groceries for his mom in the summer of 2011. Now, when police contacted the young man's mother to verify that he had a reason to be on the block, she feared he was in serious trouble or had been killed. Shh. Hold on a second. They called his mom to make sure he had a reason to be on the block?
Doesn't really surprise me.
You need a reason to be outside of your home now if you live somewhere in the Bronx? You have to have permission. You have to have an excuse as to why you're outdoors. Maybe he just wanted to take a walk. Is that a good enough reason?
Right. Well, I mean, when growing up for me, if me and my friends were out late at night, I don't know if there was like a legal curfew for kids our age.
In a
or
lot
something.
Of places there is.
But yeah, like call your parents if the police, you know, catch you out late at night.
And that happened to you?
Yeah. Call your parents and see if you're...
How many times?
I would say at least three times.
And how'd that go? I mean, were your parents upset, or were they cool about it?
I had pretty lax parents, and, my mom really wasn't like, she's not the type that's going to side with a cop anytime mm-hmm. a cop is, like, confronted me about something. In
so
fact,
the cops would let you go?
She's more likely to take my side.
That's good.
In a case like that. So, yeah. It was no big deal. They'd come pick me up, me and my friends up. And I always felt sorry for my friends because they didn't have such cool parents.
So even though your mom would be cool with you being out, they still have to come pick you up?
That's right.
Because there is a curfew then. I mean, that might mean there's a curfew.
We didn't ask any questions. We just wanted to get away from the cops,
sure.
basically.
Because otherwise, if there weren't a curfew and the cop calls mom and mom says, oh, no, it's fine if Allie's out, that's fine. Then the cops should just leave you alone.
Should leave you alone.
It's basically police are right. like... What parent is going to let their kids be out at 2 in the morning hanging out, you know? And you'd be like, my parents. And then we're calling them then.
NYCLU lawyers argued that his experience with stop and frisk is a normal one in higher crime areas of the city. Civil rights advocates, including the NYCLU, have long been vocal in their criticism of stop and frisk and clean halls. Statistics released by the group in 2011 showed, for example, that the number of young black men stopped as part of stop and frisk was actually greater than the total number of young black men living in the city.
Well, good. You got some tourists in there, too.
No, does that mean they are stopped multiple times?
That happens, yeah. People are stopped multiple times, so it's hard to really parse those statistics and know how many of them are restops versus, you know, the first time.
This is the crazy part, though, this next one.
Reasons New York cops are allowed to make random stops under stop and frisk include inappropriate attire off season and furtive movements.
Now, there was a friend of mine in the Liberty Movement who likes to wear shorts and flip-flops in the wintertime. You know who I'm talking about.
I do.
They would stop you in New York and say it's inappropriate attire off-season.
I wonder if they would do that. Normally, it's generally considered if somebody's wearing like long sleeve shirts in the summertime,
heavy
drug
stuff, the down overcoats and trench coats in the summertime,
or hoods, possibly.
Oh, hoods too. Yeah,
ski masks with the eyes cut out.
Although the NYPD has claimed the program has stopped New Yorkers from carrying guns on the city streets, NYCLU statistics show that though the annual number of random stops has increased nearly 525,000 since 2003, only 176 more guns have, on average, been found.
That is a success! Hooray!
If we can only
gun
find
laws
one
in New
gun.
York are working.
Well, you know they always they always excuse themselves by saying things like, well, if it only saves one life, or
one
if we only
child.
Find one firearm.
You'd right. never be able to quantify whether it saved a life. You'd never be able to know.
That's true.
No. So
you can't. But you can
point
know
even saying that.
You can know that you've inconvenienced and harassed a half a million people a year.
Yep.
Okay, so it must be Philly that is around the 250,000 range. So I didn't even realize New York had gone that insane with it.
Yeah, NYPD has had issues with this for years. If I'm recalling correctly, I'm trying to find some corroboration for this. But I remember that there was a undercover or a police officer who left the force and then went to the media and reported about how NYPD was being instructed to go out and profile people
for the
stop and frisk. So this just seems so foreign to me.
Apparently,
if I came out of my house and the Keene police stopped me and said, we need to see your ID,
yeah,
I would say, kiss my butt. And then I would have my butt thrown in jail.
Apparently, apparently you're not the only one to whom this seems foreign. The judge herself said in her ruling, quote, for those of us who do not fear being stopped as we approach or leave our own homes, or those of our friend and family, it's difficult to believe that residents of one of our boroughs live under such a threat. Hey, lady, I understand you probably don't live in a scary place, or that you don't live in a dangerous place. You take your train to the nice part of town, home, or however it is you get there. Maybe you've got a chauffeur or something like that. But the people living in these neighborhoods are under all manner of threat. This is the tip of the iceberg, this clean halls program where the cops are just stopping people outside of their homes. This is the tip of the iceberg of the harassment that these people experience daily from the police. This lady has no idea.
Right. They don't just worry about muggers and rapists. They have to worry about the police, too.
That's true.
More so than the muggers and the rapists, because there are more of them.
But there's exactly 525,000 of these things every single year, these stop and frisks. We're out of time for tonight. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Hey, check out Allie's website.
Alliehavens.com.
Alliehavens.com. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877. 877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to FAKETV.com. FAKE TV, the burglar deterrent.